For Jesus, at least the way Mark tells it, it's been one of those weeks. You know, the kind where it's just one thing after another after another. First, some Pharisees and Herodians try to trap him. They schmooze him, saying, "Teacher, we know you are sincere and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality, but teach in the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" After Jesus swiftly reminds them that to pay taxes to the emperor is fine, as long as one remembers that everything belongs to God, some Sadducees arrive with a question about the Levirate marriage. If a man dies and leaves a widow and she marries his brother, as is the custom, but he dies and then she marries the next brother and all of the five remaining brothers and they all die, who will she be married to in the afterlife? This is obviously a set-up question, since the Sadducees are a group who don't believe in resurrection to begin with. And if this woman marries seven men and they all die, I think the bigger question is, what on earth is she doing to them? And if all this heckling isn't enough, a scribe overhears Jesus debating with some folks in the synagogue. They're engaging in civil discourse, as was the normal format for teaching in antiquity. They're not arguing. The scribe picks up on the fact that Jesus is answering the questions well. And so he throws in his own question, thinking, this one will slip him up for sure. The heart of the question posed to Jesus is a question that all of the other questions, tricky or legitimate, have been leading up to. And is perhaps the question that we all have for Jesus at one time or another, and it is this: what is the most important thing? On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the most important and 10 being the least important, what is the number 1 most important thing? Is sacrificing pure and unblemished offerings more important than not lighting a candle on the Sabbath? Is taking care of widows and orphans more important than leaving a tenth of your field for gleaning? Are the hangings in the church on the first Sunday after All Saints' Day supposed to be white or red? Or is this actually the 24th Sunday after Pentecost, thus having green ornamentation? What about the water? Is it supposed to be poured in the chalice first or in the cruet first? And which side should be facing forward in the procession into the church of the cross? The side with the Cairo or the side with IHS? Is beans and rice ministry more important than lobster fest? Is coveting more frowned on or not honoring your father and mother? And some of us have very strong opinions about these, Jesus. Can you please just let us know what matters? And now. Jesus takes a long, calming breath and says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. When you understand this, when you truly understand what it means and what the implications of this are, then everything else will fall in line. When our focus is on loving the Lord our God with all our heart and mind and strength and soul, and loving our neighbors as ourselves, our lens of the world makes a foundational shift. those very things that cause us the most anxiety, which are mostly the very things that left alone will sort themselves out, do not matter nearly as much. And I need to take a moment of personal privilege here to tell you or remind you that I mostly preach to myself and hope that what I say might have some relevance for you too. When we put all our heart, mind, soul, and strength into loving God, loving our neighbor, and loving ourselves, those things that cause us the most stress seem to have very little importance. Who will cover the services when Lee leaves? Who will the vestry choose to be on the search committee? How will I ever find a house, sell a house, move 3 cars, 2 cats, 2 dogs, and a husband, and work at the same time? All of these immediate concerns and others drain our hearts, minds, soul, and strength. And they tend to fade from bright red immediacy into pale pink insignificance when we are recalled to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, strength, and to love our neighbors, and to love ourselves. What it seems is that no one ever asked Jesus, and perhaps because we are told that after this encounter, no one dared ask him any more questions, what no one I remember ever asked Jesus was, what is the hardest thing? I don't remember this question ever being posed to Jesus, but I think that if it was, he might have given that same answer. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one, the Lord our God. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Because this is hard stuff. It takes an all-in commitment. You can't love with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength halfway. He says all, and all means all. But I can't help but think that the other thing that Jesus would say to us here today is that we must find balance. For us in this 21st century world in which we live, finding balance might be the hardest thing. Balance, it seems, is not a characteristic or an attribute or even a system that is very much appreciated in our world today. Everything, it seems, is all out. Everything is so extreme. Averaged, balanced, moderate, mediocre, so-so, okay, are concepts that are met with suspicion. I think we need to recapture our tolerance of okay and not off the scale. How about just having a good day or a so-so day? Can you imagine being comfortable with a so-so day? Balance. That's what life is really all about, finding that both and is not nearly as hard to live into as either or. You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and you should love your neighbor as yourself. You should honor your father and your mother, and you should not covet. You should not worry so much about the color of the hangings or if the water is poured into the chalice or the cruet first, and beans and rice and lobster fest are both important. And All Saints' Day is a day that can be moved to the Sunday following November 1st, but is not required to be. All the same, I think we should honor those that we love who have gone before us, as we did on All Saints' Day this last week. And we should keep their examples in our hearts always. And you know, I can't help but wonder if those people we hold up as saints, as loosely configured definition in our tradition has that, if those people typically actually love the Lord their God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their neighbors as themselves, or if they merely remembered to try each day to do that. My hunch is that the latter is true, that they tried. And if we start each new day desiring and trying to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, strength, and soul, and our neighbors, and ourselves, you know, I think we could change the world. Let's try it. Amen.